stifles creativity. However, school superintendents say disruptions caused by the pandemic have left them not enough time to weigh in on the bill adequately. The legislation also affords more training for teachers and those evaluating them. A federal judge has restored endangered species protections for gray wolves. CPR Sam Brash reports that shakes up Colorado's work to bring them back.
Mike Phillips is a wolf expert who supported the 2020 reintroduction ballot initiative. He says the court decision means Colorado can no longer manage wolves on its own.
Colorado is now firmly connected to the federal hip.
The legal shift comes after wolves migrated into Colorado without human help. The state's led efforts to manage those animals. Earlier this week, it attached a tracking collar to a female wolf pup in Jackson County. That now could be seen as a violation of federal law. The state will also need federal permission to follow the ballot initiative and reintroduce the predators by 2024. A Colorado Parks and Wildlife spokesperson says the agency has asked the federal government for guidance. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
More snow tonight for the Front Range, lows down to 15 degrees. Snow and near zero in the mountains overnight. Currently 26 in Denver, and it is snowing heavily in some parts of the metro area. 33 degrees and light snow for Fort Collins. This is CPR News.